WILL programs are made possible by the iCorn.com Seeds of Knowledge Video Scholarship Contest. Farmers nominate students who make a 90-second video and compete for a share of $30,000 in college scholarships from iCorn.com. More information is available online at iCorn.com.
Our pre-opening commodity market report now with our agricultural director, Dave Dickey. Dave, 12 calls to go to meet a $2,000 challenge.
We'd love to put that away before the top of the hour. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. We accept MasterCard, Visa, Discover, and American Express card. Only takes a minute or two, and you will do a world of good for AM 580 Agriculture as well as the rest of our radio operation. The Wall Street Journal today says the federal government's $250 billion plan to bolster U.S. financial institutions is aimed at persuading healthy banks to lend again, but it's likely to foster further consolidations in the industry, with some banks already saying they intend to use the funds to help make acquisitions. If the banks use the government funds to pay for acquisitions, it could provide controversial. Taxpayers essentially would be footing the bill as strong banks gobble up their weaker peers. China's Statistics Bureau reported yesterday that economic growth slowed in a year-to-year expansion of 9% in the third quarter, still healthy but sharply down from 10.1% in the second quarter and 10.6% in the first. Many economists now forecast it to fall as low as 8% next year, even assuming Beijing takes more measures to boost growth. And the dollar rose this morning to a 1.5-year high versus a basket of currencies fueled by ongoing demand from banks for their funding needs, while investors are unloading highly leveraged positions. The Dow Jones Industrial Average currently trading at 91.62. It's down 102 points. The NASDAQ at 17.41. It's down almost 29 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It is the final day of our fall membership pledge period. Alongside me in the studio is Les Schulte. And Les, we have a number of challenges underway at this hour. It's a little bit complicated to explain, but we'll try our best, including a member match fund for agriculture.
Yeah, to encourage our ag listeners to make that call this morning, we have $2,000 from our member match fund so that we can match dollar for dollar folks who call in support specifically of our ag services this morning, who appreciate our ag services on air and online and the weather services that they get. So make that call right now at 217-244-9455. You make a $100 contribution right now. It's matched dollar for dollar. That's like a $200 contribution this morning. And here's another deal, Dave. We're only we have 90 calls in towards that $2,000 challenge from the David and Julie Sherwood and our good business friends at CarX, and our good friends Bert and Iris Swanson just called in a few minutes ago. Iris is a good and Bert are good friends of ours, and they called in just a little bit ago, and they said, you know, we want to help too. We'll add another $1,000 if you make an additional 25 calls for Morning Edition.
Oh, my.
And they'll add another $1,000. So that's up to $3,000 in challenge money on the table for the next 25 calls at 217-244-9455. It'd be great if our ag listeners will help knock off a chunk of that. And ag listeners, your dollars will be matched dollar for dollar this morning.
And they also can contribute on the web as well?
Absolutely. Go to the website, willpledge.org. If it's easier for you to do that, if you're working on your computer right now, just go to willpledge.org. There's a little light bulb up in the corner. Click that, and it'll step you right through the process.
Thank you much, Les. We'll check back with you in just a moment or two. Joining us now, though, with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Dave, and looking at the Corn Belt weather, quiet weather is going to cover most areas today. In Illinois and Indiana, dry weather except near Lake Michigan. There could be a few showers coming off of Lake Michigan. This morning with a due north to south flow, most of those showers and clouds will push into northwest Indiana. But as the day goes along and the winds shift to more northeasterly or out of the northeast, some of those showers will shift into northeastern Illinois around Chicago and surrounding areas. So a few light showers there today, but most areas are going to remain on the dry side today. We are still looking at a wet weather system out to our west, and the radar already showing some precipitation out in Nebraska. Rain is falling in eastern and central Nebraska, north central Kansas, and actually in a thin band southward into western Oklahoma. So there is some moisture out to the west, and that's mostly where the rain will be the next couple of days, mostly to the west, but it is coming eastward. And for our two-state area, some showers could work in western Illinois tonight into tomorrow. But for the rest of Illinois, no rain before tomorrow night. And even on Thursday now, it looks like the showers will be spotty in nature. So we'll have some, but not a continuous rain. The system is moving slowly west to east. It's really a big upper air low that takes its good old time in its movement. So right now it appears that Friday will be the wettest day of the next several, where we could end up with many hours of steady rain on Friday. And with that, temperatures at night only dropping into the 40s, but by day only getting into the low 50s, I think, when we get into the more serious rain. And then as the system pushes to the east, we'll have an upper air low over us, so we'll be cool and unsettled with occasional showers. And both Saturday and Sunday could feature that. Then we'll have a shot of even colder air coming in during the day Sunday, so Sunday night into Monday could be quite chilly. Then we start a little bit of moderation, but then there's another chance of rain next week. So it appears that we are going into a cooler and wetter weather pattern. So for those that have the ability to get field work done today and tomorrow, I would recommend doing that. If your crops are ready and you're ready, get it done while the weather is still cooperative, because it's going to be less cooperative here coming up, well, later this week and through next week. So not a good scenario there. As far as the southern hemisphere goes, in Argentina, some showers have started to develop, especially in southeastern areas. Some rain fell overnight in parts of Buenos Aires, for example, and also in La Pampa. And rainfall generally less than a half an inch, but a few places got a little more than that. It is a little drier to the west. In Santiago del Estero and Cordoba, the weather is dry. So there are some concerns there as we get into the moisture-sensitive stage for winter wheat and the planting of corn and beans. In Brazil, they're getting a break from the heat, and that will be good for crop conditions in much of Brazil, but they could turn a bit drier next week. That's a look at the growing areas for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
This is Dave Dickey, and alongside me in the studio is Les Schulte. And Les, we've made tremendous progress in just the last few minutes with our challenges. We have a $2,000 challenge underway, and we're just a handful of phone calls away from that, and another $1,000 on top of that, and I think we're getting closer to that one as well.
We sure are, Dave. We want to thank David and Julie Sherwood, and they're putting in $1,000, and our good business friends, CarX, are putting in $1,000 for $2,000 in the next five calls will get us to that challenge mark, and we will have 100 calls in this morning.
Wow.
And keep in mind, right now, if you're calling in for ag, mention that. Say, I support ag, or I listen to the ag service, because your contribution will be matched dollar for dollar right now, because we have money from our member match fund. These are current folks who have put this money up so that we can use it as match money for your call. So you can help us, you know, tremendously right now in the next few calls at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org. And if you'd like to do it online, that's terrific. So your $100 contribution right now is like a $200 contribution, and you can help us meet this challenge for another $2,000. The next 15 calls will actually get us to $3,000, because Bert and Iris Swanson are going to add another $1,000 when we get the next 15 calls in.
And we want to thank Karen Linder of Onarga, who stepped up to that agricultural challenge.
Terrific. Thank you, Karen.
And we very much appreciate that. Again, your dollars right now, if you mentioned that you support agriculture, are doubled this morning, 217-244-9455. Let's go ahead and look at the overnight in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 596. It was up a quarter last trade, down three at the Board of Trade. December wheat opened at 564 and a half, up one last trade, down four. July, 609 and three quarters, unchanged. Last trade up a quarter. December corn opened at 421 and three quarters, up three and a quarter. The last trade down seven and a half. July, 465, up six. Last trade down seven. November beans opened at 934 and a half, up five and a half. Last trade down 14. July, 970, up two and a half. Last trade down 14. December soybean meal, 268.70. The open up 220. Last trade down 250. December soybean oil opened at 37.59, down 2. Last trade down 102. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Why are the markets down a little bit overnight?
Outside markets, crude oil is down $2.50 to $3. The Dow is down 100 to 150 points. That's partially what drug it up for the last 3 days, was especially the Dow yesterday was up 500 points, and crude oil was up $4. So those things have been dragging it up and then dragging it right back down.
In November, crude oil contract goes off the board today. Is it going to be as volatile as it was in October?
I don't know it'll be that volatile. Most people are out of the November. You might get somebody stuck in the November one. Most people have been for the last 10 days trading in the December. You just don't know how much is left in the November to get stuck or to get volatile.
Had crop progress out this morning, and regarding the harvest in the beans, 67% harvested versus 51% last week. The five-year average, 74%. Is this suggestive that the late beans are not there?
Well, I don't know that it suggests that or not, but it's not as far along as expected. Industry was looking for 72 to 73, and we only got below 70, so that should be bullish for soybeans, mm-hmm. but it hasn't happened because of the outside markets.
And in the corn, percent harvested 29% versus 21% last week, the five-year average 53%. The corn is wet, right?
Yeah, the corn is wet. People are letting it stand in the field to dry, and that number also was below expectations. They were looking for 32 to 34% harvested. Illinois is one of the main ones dragging behind, and a lot of that's due to we planted a lot of our corn in Illinois late, and people are waiting for it to dry out in the field instead of spending big money on drying it in the bin.
So what are your calls for the morning then, do you think?
Early calls are 5 to 8 lower on corn. Beans are 8 to 15 lower. Wheat is 1 to 5 lower. I wouldn't be surprised to see it trade both sides like it did last night. Last night we were up early, but then when the outside markets went down, it drug it with it.
But despite this little setback you're calling for this morning, you think that corn and beans have put in a harvest low right in here or no?
Well, I think they have, unless we have the financial markets just drop like a rock. I think we've probably seen them, unless the financial markets get really worse again. And if that happens, Nothing is sure about any prices.
You'd like to see on the corn hold it around $4, I suppose.
Yep, we'd like to see it. We broke below $4 for a little bit, and now we're back. We're trying to get through $4.25, $4.30. We haven't been able to stay above there. Today, we're looking for it to back down from those numbers that we hit yesterday.
And 875 in the beans would be a low that you wouldn't want to see invaded, I suppose.
Well, no, and if you remember last week, we got to 825 one day, but then bounced maybe 50 off that low before going to 3 days later, 920. Mm-hmm. And so, below 8 is not good. They're talking, 15 lower would be 914 there. We don't really want it to go into the 8s at all again.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Les Schulte alongside. He's got an abacus out, and he's furiously flipping the little beads left and right. What do you got there?
Furiously. It's two for two, Dave, two for two. The next two calls will meet that challenge for $2,000 that's been on the table here at WILL this morning from David and Julie Sherwood. They're putting in $1,000. Car X is putting in $1,000, our good business friends. And so that's $2,000 riding on the next two calls, and we can retire that challenge at 217-244-9455 or go to willpledge.org. If you see those folks today, say, hey, thanks a lot for supporting public broadcasting and WILL. And 12 calls, the next 12 calls, and we can add another $1,000 from our friends Iris and Bert Swanson from Champaign. And they want to know what they could do, so they're going to add another $1,000 for the next 12 calls that come in right now. Also keep in mind is another incentive for people who appreciate our ag service. When you call in, mention ag, that you appreciate this ag service, and your pledge will be met dollar for dollar. So if you make a $100 contribution, that's $200 right now at 217-244-9455.
You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.